Hello? Yeah, you've
Yeah,
got disconnected.
I'm
Yeah.
so sorry, sir. I don't know, some network issues there.
No problem. So to answer your question, you only have diodes and MOSFETs. Power modules are just diodes and MOSFETs in a module. So power module is not really a discrete product. The discrete
Okay.
product in the SiC is just a MOSFET, JFET, and diodes, power diodes,
Power diode.
which
So,
we put it in a module.
right. Got it. So, will it be correct to say, sir, that if I have to give a certain percentage of share to MOSFET and diodes in terms of consumption of SiC substrates, so will it be correct to say that MOSFET basically consumes around 60 to 70% of SiC substrates, and the rest remaining goes into the diodes?
No, it's the other way around because diodes are easy to manufacture and has less reliability issues. So
Okay,
I
got
would
it, sir.
think that diodes are much more in the market as compared to MOSFETs.
So, okay. So, according to you, diode will be having a larger share than MOSFET in terms
Yeah.
of consumption. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
So, coming on to the application of these devices, especially in terms of electric vehicles, what I have seen basically there are more four major applications like traction inverters, onboard chargers, DC-DC converters, and as you mentioned, power modules can be one. So, I know, are there any other important applications which I should be considering in terms of electric vehicle apart from the four which I just
No,
mentioned?
no, no, no.
Yeah, so these are the four main ones.
Though one thing, just to correct you, power modules are used in the traction inverters. You cannot use a discrete device in a traction inverter. So you just it's the module that transfers the power
So power module
in
is not
the
an
traction
application of
inverter.
these devices, so they are used
No, power
separately.
module is a so you have your traction inverter that but the power is transferred through the module because in a module you have several you need three phase in a car basically to cover your 350 degrees and you need to do well yeah when you charge up the motor or when the motor is conducting the three
Right.
phase power is transferred from the traction inverter through the module to the motor. That's
Okay.
how it works.
That's how it works. Got it. So, in the three applications, traction inverters, onboard, and DC-DC. So, do you think in among the three applications, which application is the major one and which most of the time utilizes the majority of SiC devices?
That's the traction.
Traction EV. So number one will be traction EV, then the onboard charger, then the DC-DC. So 1, 2, 3. Okay. So, sir, coming on to the in terms of passenger electric, I mean, you must be knowing that electric vehicles basically are into two categories. It's either passenger vehicles or the commercial vehicles. And SiC devices, I know they are costlier than the regular silicon devices. I was just wondering, when it comes to passenger or commercial, so is there any information which you have, like passenger vehicles are utilizing more SiC devices than commercial vehicle, or do you think there is an equal distribution, or do you think one of them does not
No,
utilize
well,
any?
no. At this point, the first stage is the passenger vehicles that is being researched on. Only people like Tesla, they are using silicon carbide. Other people are just exploring the opportunity at this point. Especially, I'm talking about European car manufacturers, and it's because SiC has a lot of reliability issues still in terms of threshold voltage stability, and that's why it is being under investigation in terms of reliability and functionality. But most people still prefer to use IGBTs.
Yeah, IGBT, which is the silicon-based devices. Okay.
The IGBTs, yeah.
So, according to what you're trying to say, is currently, as of now, only research is going on for passenger vehicles. As you mentioned, Tesla is one that has been utilizing it, and there is no implementation in commercial electric vehicle as of now.
I cannot give you the answer because there are a couple of them and they are on-premise customers, so I
Okay.
cannot give you that answer. But
Okay. No problem, sir. No problem. So, but it could be correct to say that passenger vehicles are the more prominent that are utilizing SiCs.
At the moment, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, sir.
And the reason is that and the reason is because at higher power levels, IGBTs are very similar to that of silicon carbide. commercial vehicles operate at a higher power.
Okay, commercial vehicle. Okay, got it, got it.
Yeah.
So also, sir, in my study, sir, I'm also looking at the commercial and economical aspect of this industry, and my job as an analyst is basically to calculate the market numbers in terms of value and volume as well. I have done some calculations which I would like to share with you. Like, for instance, I'm sure you must have heard about a company called SK Siltron. It's in South Korean semiconductor manufacturing company. And
can you repeat the name, please?
SK Siltron.
SK, no. Where is this company located?
It's in Korea, South Korea, sir.
As far as I am aware, and this is a company, it must be a very small company.
SK Siltron, sir, I think it's a big company, parent organization. SK is a parent organization, and subsidiaries LG, Siltron America, and all that.
And they are operating in silicon carbide.
They manufacture silicon as well for semiconductors. They are also into silicon carbide as well. Currently, they are in a very small scale. I was just trying to tell you what calculation which I did. I mean, in their investor presentations and in their annual report, they have mentioned like as of 21, manufactured 30,000 yearly number of wafers. I mean, 6-inch wafers. Their production capacity is 30,000. And they say they hold the market 5%. So, calculating that, I think based on that, the total wafer manufacturing capacity globally is around 600,000 to 700,000 in terms of 6-inch wafers. So, do you think the total production is around 700,000 units of 6-inch wafers, or do you think it's more than that?
At this point, it's difficult to say because. I would think, if you look at the latest Yole report, you will see the current figure. I cannot give you the figure, but I can guide you to the latest Yole report of silicon carbide epitaxy and applications.
Okay.
In that you will see the current capacity that the world is generating.
Okay, so it would be great if you can share the links with me over LinkedIn and I can have a look at that.
I cannot share because you have to buy that report because our company does not allow that.
It's okay, sir. No, I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out.
Website, and then you will see there is a report on that.
Okay. So, as I said, sir, in terms of volume, which I was trying to go, and I, based on my calculation, I think the overall silicon wafers for 6-inch diameter is around 700 to 800 units. So that was I was trying to get some kind of validation on that. No problem on that. So if we talk about the from the value point of view, I have seen on the various internet sources that the pricing of SiC wafers, especially for 6 inches, is that ranges between $1,500 to $1,800. So do you think the price?
I know.
It's too high.
We used to buy in bulk, or people buy in bulk, and that's like $300-$400 a wafer, because we buy hundreds and thousands in one go. We are a very big company, so
it's higher than $1,500-$1,800. It should be in the $2,200-$2,500 range, right?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
So as you said, the price is higher than $1,500 or $1,800. So it's in the range, or do you think it's in the range of $2,200 or $2,500?
No. I'm saying the price which you are telling me, it's too high. You have to divide that number by 4 before you come to the mass volume production price.
Okay. So because I was wondering, like, as the biggest challenge for SiC manufacturer is the reducing the cost, and silicon, I think silicon wafers goes around $400-$500. That was my initial impression. And as you're saying, like when you buy in bulk, the amount is around $300 to $400 for wafer.
Yeah.
Okay. So got it. So based on that, sir, do you think the entire SiC market in terms of value is around $800 to $1 billion?
It's more. $1 billion is our revenue this year, only for SiC. You should take $10 billion at this point.
And 70 to 75% revenue comes from the electric vehicle industry for SiC, if I'm correct.
70 is difficult to say because everyone has their own specialization. I believe that a high figure comes from automotive, but a lot comes from industrial as well, like solar inverters and stuff.
Okay.
For solar panels.
Got it, got it. So, but the higher share is from the electric and automotive industry.
Yes, there is a big share, I would say. Higher or not, I cannot say, but it's a big share.
Okay. So, just a couple of questions more, sir. Sir, if you talk about the dynamics of SiC, I know industry players are basically everyday research is happening and they are finding the benefits of using SiC in electric vehicles. And factors like increasing amount of EVs are driving the market. But when it comes to the challenges, can you throw some light on what are the biggest challenges the manufacturers of SiC are facing in today's time?
Biggest challenges is yield and your reliability aspect, I would say.
Okay.
And yield is yield and around times area. That you have to take into account.
So
you need to start thinking of shrinking the device.
Okay. So as you said about area, so is that the reason why most of the companies are investing to increase the size to 8 inches of silicon wafer?
Yes.
Okay.
That's one thing. And the second thing is they are reducing the device dimensions.
All right. So when you say device dimension, is the size of MOSFET and diodes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Got it. Got it. Sir, last question, sir. Do you think, like, in the next 10 years, or as per your knowledge, do you think in the next 10 years, SiC implementation of SiC in electric vehicle will grow quite rapidly, like in 30% to 40% range growth rate in the next 10 years?
I would think in next 10 years it will be much higher. I would believe, because especially if you go more to higher powers, only SiC can pull. IGBTs are not that capable, so I would think it's more than 50% of the electric vehicles will have SiC for sure.
Okay, 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 sir. So just one thing I forgot to ask, sir. Also, in my study, I basically segregated the entire market into five major regions, which is North America, Europe, Asia Pacific, UK, and China. And I know most of the China being the leader in electric vehicle manufacturing should be the number one in terms of consumption of SiC. So according to you, sir, which region must be having the largest share in terms of SiC consumption? Is it APAC or it should be North America or Europe?
At this point, well, Europe will always be last because Europe has very high reliability and quality concerns. That's why I do not believe Europe will be first. I would think in terms of Asia, it will be first because Asia's reliability concerns are much less. As compared to America or US, America or EMEA.
Okay, okay. So APAC should be the one. So do you think that the 30% to 40% of the SiC consumption comes from Asia?
I cannot tell you that.
Okay, oh, no problem, so no problem.
Yeah.
So according to number one will be Asia, then North America, and then the rest of the world, but Europe and all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So, sir, thank you, sir. These were some of the questions which I wanted to understand because I was really new to the industry and some of the doubts which you I had have been cleared by you. So, sir, thank you so much for helping my study. What I am going to do, sir, as a token of thanks, once my report is published, sir, I will share with you the industry experts document which we prepare for experts who discuss in the study. It has all the necessary insights which we have included in our study. Please have a look at it and do give us your view. How do you think this investigation which we have done, how do you think we have performed with that?
Okay. One advice, if you really, the report which you are referring to, Yole has these reports. So also have a look what they say. Because we as a company, we use the Yole report a lot. We buy every year the report. And so please refer to it.
Sure.
I think there's a lot of information there.
Sure, sure. Sir, just one thing, can I have your email address so that I can share with you the documents which I'll be analyzing?
You can share with me via LinkedIn because I only have my company email and I do not have a private email.
Okay, okay.
So just send it via LinkedIn.
Sure, sir, sure, sir. Okay, I'll share that, sir. And thank you so much once again, sir. And you have a nice day ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you, and you too. Okay,
you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.